It is Sunday, April 28th, 2024, at 2:56 p.m. The other day, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, tweeted the following on Twitter X. Not only did Colombia make the horrific decision to mobilize NYPD on their own students, but the units called in have some of the most violent reputations on the force. NYPD has promised the city they wouldn't deploy SRG to protests. So why are these counter-terror units here? She has a link to this tweet from Jeremy Nofredo. It says, quote, counterterrorism NYPD forces are now arriving to Columbia campus. There's a 5-second video. Now, there is a response to her tweet from the NYPD chief of police, and he says, quote, truly amazing. Columbia decided to hold its students accountable to the laws of the school. They are seeing the consequences of their actions, something these kids were most likely never taught. Good SAT scores and self-entitlement do not supersede the law. I am sure you would agree that we have to teach these valuable life skills. Secondly, I was with those, quote, units last Thursday that you describe as having, quote, the most violent reputations. These, quote, units remove students with great care and professionalism. Not a single incident was reported. The only incidents that day on campus were the students' hateful anti-Semitic speech and vile language towards our cops. I am sure you agree any hateful speech is unacceptable. You should rethink your comments to a simple thank you to the NYPD, and hate has no place in our society. Maybe you should walk around Columbia and NYU and listen to the remarks of pure hatred. I will ensure those, quote, units will protect you as they do for all New Yorkers. It says lack of accountability equals consequences. Hate from anyone, anywhere has no place in our city and country. And that was the response from the New York Police Department Chief of Police to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So thought that was pretty interesting, because I would not have expected that. You know, normally, from what I'm expecting from a chief of police in a super blue city like New York, is going to be, well, we just need to blame Trump for something, or, you know, there are too many guns out there, or, something about, well, there's nothing we can do. Our hands are tied. You know, they haven't broken any laws. Blah, blah, blah. They've said some things, but yada, yada, yada. We can't do anything until they get violent. You know, the usual excuses, you know. And the thing, too, about the pearl clutching by AOC, you know, this is a woman who represents the same party that was making excuses for the mostly peaceful race riots in 2020, you know, during the election year, where you had almost $3 billion in damage nationwide in 40-plus major cities, over a dozen deaths that were you know, pretty much unreported by the mainstream press, the national media. So you had all these things happen, but now you're going to get upset because, they're bringing the counterterrorism group on now. Well, part of it is, look, we realize that most people that have, you know, half a brain cell realize that these protests are pretty much left-wing protests. They are. They're partisan, they're left-wing. You're not going to find a lot of people on the far right that are going to go stand up for Palestine. Oh, yes, we need to push Israel into the sea. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. You're not going to find that very much on the far right. We already know, you know, these are Ivy League institutions, you know, Columbia, Harvard, etc. These are left-wing protests. You know, why is it that they're standing up for, you know, for Hamas, you know, and all this other stuff? They're not standing up for any other group. You know, it's all of a sudden it's like they've been told, they've been sort of organized or something by maybe a certain, you know, non-governmental organization, NGO, in order to do this. You know, once again, useful idiots, that whole thing, which I don't like to use that term, because I don't want to call anybody an idiot. But I think the idea is that when these college kids, even the Ivy League kids, a lot of them, when they come out of high school, they think they already know a lot more than the average bear, because, once again, like this police chief said, they got good SAT scores, they got good ACT scores, they got a 4.25 or whatever with extra credit, all this stuff. They are super duper smart, right? So forget about real world experience. Forget about, you know, the school of hard knocks. No, man, we know our book work, right? We have the most book knowledge around. And so they're still very pliable and moldable, because I think a lot of these kids, they listen very well to their professors, and they pretty much value their word, the word of a a guy with a PhD or piled higher and deeper. They listen to his or her word more than they listen to anybody else's. And so, yeah, if they are sort of weaned into a certain political direction, say, left, or further left or far left, they're going to move in that direction if they cannot think for themselves, because they're used to being told what to think, right? And look, it makes sense. I don't know why I saw it in my old school, South Florida. I don't know for sure exactly why I never caught up. I never bought into it. I mean, I was raised in a conservative household, but I admit my folks were not, for the most part, were not overly political, but they were conservative. And maybe this is just something that a lot of these kids need help with as far as knowing what to think. You got to pray for discernment. But anyway, I'm rabbit trailing. Back to AOC and the protests and all that stuff. I think, look, sometimes you have to go to the school of hard knocks in order to learn, I probably shouldn't have done that. Just like those guys during the mostly peaceful BLM riots, the George Floyd riots, that threw a Molotov cocktail at a police car. They were both in the law school, I believe at NYU, and they both kicked out of school, and they've been banned from, practicing law or, taking the bar exam, at least in the state of New York. I don't know if anybody else. They also got, I think, a year in prison as well. Because that to me, you want to talk about, once again, the left wants to clutch their pearls about, quote, domestic terrorism. Throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police car, whether there's someone in it or not, and starting it on fire, that to me is pretty cure-cut case of domestic terrorism. And it's there. It's clear. There's no wiggle room for mental gymnastics, as opposed to walking around the Rotunda building without permission or something like that on January 6th. So you have certain things where you have an instance where these kids are protesting in Colombia, and the police are there because they're like, look, you have a certain time and a certain place and a certain license in order to protest, but you can't stay here forever. This is not your home. So you can say, we're not leaving until Israel, goes into the sea, or they give up all their land and they let all the Arabs move in and stuff. You can do that. You can say that, which obviously will never happen. But eventually you're going to get kicked out. So I think it's good for the counterterrorism unit. They went ahead and just took care of it right away, because it's only going to get worse. Even though personally for me, I couldn't care less. I'd say let them continue. In fact, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone that they had in, Seattle? They had one in Portland. Let it keep on going. Let's once again, tell people what you're about. I want to hear what you have to say. Tell me your problem with the Zionists, the Jews. I'm about to do a podcast about Kaimani Jones, a guy that basically said, all the Zionists need to die, and they all need to be killed. This is someone that has been supported by Ilhan Omar, and I'm going to talk more about that in my next podcast. But I know I've been spending a lot of time on this, but right now this is what's in the news. This is the thing. This is what everybody's losing their stuff over. So once again, are you ready to take a side in this issue, or are you going to continue to watch the fence? The choice is yours. Take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.